What's under that neck that she's always hiding?
Oh, that's a good one.
It reminds me of Mom, though. Remember Mom? What? Wendy?
You remember Mom?
Oh, you remember Mom?
We were watching TV, and then she was like, Wendy. I don't like Wendy.
No, she said, I don't like the new Wendy's logo. I said, you mean Wendy? She's like, yeah, I don't like her.
It's like, always been the logo.
Sorry, I was recording that whole thing.
Damn it.
Do we take out the garbage, we can sit in the basement, one dust, two Mexican cats, just you and me, sitting talking face to face? Oh yeah. Do we take out the garbage, we can sit in the basement, one dust, two Mexican cats, just you and me, sitting talking face to face? Oh yeah.
So, welcome again, maybe, to After We Take Out the Garbage.
Is that supposed to be red?
Yeah. Red is record. Record is what red is. I'm Dave.
I'm Haley.
And we have four guests that you don't know that I reintroduced to, but we're reintroducing again. Okay. Eric
Miller.
Don't yell their names to introduce themselves.
Jake.
Jacob Miller.
Rachel.
Rachel Johnson.
Eric. Other Eric.
The other Eric.
Okay. Johnson.
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
But really, did you know that? So you're Eric Robert Johnson, and then there's other Eric Robert
there
Johnson,
yep.
Yeah.
Who's not around very much. So I don't even know why. But whenever I see him, yeah. I go, even we'll see him and his wife walk into like Mary's Market, and I go, oh, look, it's other Eric Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to know that I'm the original.
Yeah, he's always other.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you have a couple of years on him.
Right, and he's got different hair.
And he's got a K.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Oh, is he Eric with a K or a CK?
Just a K.
Okay, good. I think the CK Erics are weird.
Yeah. Improper Eric.
Or the CHs.
Oh, CH.
Or with two R's and a Y.
What? That's not.
Don't look at me.
My name's not Eric with two H's.
I have like a, I don't know if we're extra related. Like a second cousin, maybe?
I think it's a pseudo cousin.
A distant pseudo cousin.
Wait, you got?
He spells it like E-R-R-I-C-K.
No, I have a customer that
Y-C-K.
Spells it A-R-I-K.
Oof.
Oh, does he work at Gazzardo's?
I don't know.
There's a guy, Eric at Gazzardo's.
If he
like
does,
that.
They don't pay him well.
I hope it's not
bogus.
So you'll never guess what the topic
I don't think he does.
Of this week's
I wouldn't remember that.
Podcast is. It is.
Taking out the garbage.
Oh, you guessed it.
I did it.
How'd you do that?
Because I was a part of the planning process.
Okay. Mm. Well, good job. Actually, I think I was the last to know out of this.
You were. I think Eric Miller and I came up with this at a bar. At the bar.
Olympic.
At the Olympic.
The bar.
But we were sitting like at the bar.
Wait, whose birthday was it?
And it was for my birthday. I had just finished the drink that Mike Hahn bought for me that tasted like essential oils.
I told you it tastes like bullshit.
I like that one.
Actually, and I didn't mind it, and I kind of want it now.
Ooh.
I got really drunk off of it. It was like pure booze.
I got the stuff to make one at home.
Do you?
Next time you're over.
Yeah, let's do it. What was it called?
A Last Word.
That's what it was.
Oh, all right. Those aren't that bad.
A Last Word is what it's called?
Yeah, but it just equal tasted parts, like drinking a whole bunch of essential oils.
Equal parts green chartreuse, gin, lime juice, and Luxardo.
What's the last thing?
Luxardo?
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's an Italian cherry liqueur, but it doesn't really taste like cherries. It tastes like
And it had a fancy maraschino bitter. Cherry in it.
Yeah, those are Luxardo cherries.
Ooh, those
are so good.
The best.
So,
I don't have those.
Garbage.
I'll spend the $27 on the jar
real?
For it.
For of what?
I'll do it. On those maraschino cherries.
Oh, okay.
Luxardo cherries.
Whatever.
Maraschino liqueur, not cherry liqueur.
Yes.
It's different.
I don't.
Somehow?
Whatever. My brain knows what that means, though.
Anywho.
They're the dark ones that are $27 a jar.
This topic is trash.
Yeah, this topic is trash.
Oh. Anyways.
I like cherries.
Okay.
That is
good input, Dave.
Good segue.
What happens when you're done with the cherries and you're left with a jar?
Oh,
what do you do with it?
Probably recycle it.
I do recycle it. Yeah.
Now,
you could reuse it as like a little drinking glass.
Is trash the same as recycling?
Yeah, Cracker Barrel.
Because you got to take out the
you take
out
the
trash and the recycling at the same time. Yeah.
But It's really important to recycle. Doesn't a lot of people don't.
Depend on where
do.
You live.
We do. We try sometimes. Really hard sometimes. To get all of our recyclables in the recycling.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do. I would say we probably put stuff in there that you can't recycle. Like, I think that probably they don't do old pizza boxes.
I was just going to say, what's the deal with pizza boxes?
Oh, we always put pizza boxes
in
there.
No, don't do it. Actually, an article just came out. Connecticut was the first state to start accepting pizza boxes in their recycling program. And it was
but
all over
I
the
feel
news.
Like, because when we get, I mean, it's not like our pizza boxes are covered in food. It's just like
it's the
crumbs.
Grease. It's the grease. The grease seeps into the box and we can't recycle that. Also, bags you can't put in there because they may be recyclable. And
like plastic
little,
bags?
Yeah,
plastic
and have bags. A little triangle on them, but they'll like gum up the equipment and if they see them in your shit, they'll just throw it all away.
I save my garbage bag or my plastic bags because my coworker uses them to clean up cat litter.
Oh.
So I just give them to her every time.
Good story.
What about recycling paper products generally? Do we find that valuable to society as a whole?
Yeah.
I've got mixed opinions on that.
That's a good question. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think that recycling, I imagine, like, its carbon footprint is not as, great or, low, I should say, as I think some people think it is. Because you have all of, have you been to like a recycling plant where they?
I have not.
No. Okay.
Me neither.
So I have, and there's a lot of shit that goes into it. And it includes dirtying up water, dirtying up air filters, and just generally making
so
shit
even
dirty.
Though they're like, it would be reducing the carbon footprint? Is that the?
I mean, right.
But really, they're not. They're like canceling it out. So it's like that never happened.
Right. But I think the.
Well, it has to be lower input than making new product.
Right.
Is what he's saying.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like ethanol.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess I don't know anything about that.
Next podcast, Eric.
Okay.
All right.
But just.
Can that be a podcast where I'm like sick that night if you're just going to talk about ethanol all night?
Yet you're okay with trash.
Yes.
And drinking ethanol.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. Right. I have a feeling it'd be one I'd just sit around and play Emoji Blitz on my phone the whole time.
Okay. It will just hear like the dings. Like.
Yeah, ding. Exactly. The
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically I think, yeah, like if you don't have to go out and like harvest the trees or, I mean, whatever they do, I think that's the added benefit.
Paper comes from trees.
Right.
That's what they have to do.
Yes.
There's no question about it.
Right, yeah. But I mean, like, I'm saying, like, if you're recycling, then you're saving the time of having to plant the trees and harvest them and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose that's where the either reduced carbon footprint or at least the reduction in having to expend resources to,
but the tree population is kind of out of control. You got to harvest them every so often.
Yeah. You got to hunt them. Yeah,
I got a Douglas fir tag.
I was gonna say, they can fucking harvest our trees. They can cut those down and have them.
Oh my god, for real. Leaves are stupid. Is the moral of that story? Mm-hmm. What is everyone's garbage day? I'm wondering.
Monday.
That's
a good one.
Jake and I are on a Tuesday.
So you take it out Monday night. You take it out Sunday night.
I'm a Monday morning. Monday morning.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It depends. Sometimes we just don't take it out.
Yeah. This last garbage.
We didn't take it out last week.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Also because with Cherry Valley, they like we're through Advanced Disposal.
Oh. Okay.
And I didn't have to like pay for a trash can and recycling bin per se, but there's like a delivery fee I had to pay for them to deliver it.
Mm.
But I'm the only one in the neighborhood with this ginormous trash can.
See, we have one of those too, but everyone has one of these.
It's like bigger than that.
Is
it? Think of the biggest trash can you can think of that your residential address should have, and then make it bigger than that. That's what I have.
I'll say, because I feel like ours is pretty. Ours is like a 42 gallon.
Well, I think the standard ones are bigger. Like 50 or 60 gallons. And that's what I got. That's what I got for the recycling bin. But I got the next level up for the trash can. It's like a 90 gallon trash can.
Holy crap.
And
you have like a dumpster.
It's I have the biggest trash can in the neighborhood. And I'm not trying to like whip it out and lay it on the table for everyone to like,
look at this, ladies.
But I have an obscene trash can.
And you probably,
I feel like we don't have enough garbage to fill ours at all. We always have like one.
Yeah, that's why we like we take it out maybe every other week.
But they
week.
Gave
sometimes
us this big ass garbage can
every
cans.
Third
we're gonna use
week.
It.
Because for the most part, we recycle most yeah. stuff because yeah. I mean it's mainly Amazon boxes and beer bottles.
Yeah. Right.
So
that's true.
Yep.
Have you guys ever taken cans to like a recycling place and like gotten money for them?
Nope.
We have like 7 garbage bags full of crushed cans.
Do they even give you money in Illinois?
They do. Well, you can probably get like $13.
Well, they give it to you for scrap metal values rather than like your return your 5-cent deposit or whatever.
Isn't that more prevalent like out east? Or where is that?
I don't know, but I'm not going to travel. I guess I could travel southwest with those.
Yeah, like I thought Iowa was big on like, maybe that's just bottles, but I thought it was the same with cans.
California cash refund on bottles.
Oh.
And isn't Michigan in that pool too?
Michigan's 10 cents, whereas Connecticut, okay. Maine, Vermont, Delaware, Massachusetts, New York, Iowa, and Oregon are only 5 cents.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking East Coast.
Puerto Rico.
If you guys are wondering, they're reading beer bottles
no,
right now.
No, I did my research. Yeah. I knew this was happening.
You're just curious how they just happen to know that.
Nicely done. Yeah.
But yeah,
Should we just start in on the beer?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to drink beer now.
Fantastic. Oh, you made it, Rachel. You never left, I mean. So this is Good for the Gut, where we drink beer and talk about it. Anyways, we just came from Brew Club, so I feel like anything that I would have grabbed from the yay old store wouldn't have really compared. Tonight's style, barley wine?
Barley wine.
Yeah. What's the general consensus on the style of barley wine?
Rachel, who won?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what number?
Blake Aper,
and Tim. And Tim. I think it was Lundquist. 5 and 7, I want to say.
Oh, I voted for.
Lundquist.
Unfortunately.
I voted number 4.
I didn't get all the way around the table. There were 9 barley wines and 14 open beers.
I got
all big and heavy too.
I got through all the barley wine beers. I dumped most of them out just because I was like, ugh. And then I just couldn't handle all that barley wine. And I only had like 3 of the open table because that applesauce hard cider was fucking amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I went back like for it 3 times.
That was a
It just tasted like applesauce. I just wanted to stop. I'm going to get applesauce tomorrow.
That mead tasted exactly like a wine.
It did.
Oh. It was 13% mead.
Holy
cow. So it was pretty much a wine.
That was one of the most, the greatest amount of beers that I've seen on tables.
Yeah.
There. But
yeah.
It was, as far as attendance there, it wasn't the greatest amount. I think we collected $106, and I think our greatest was $126.
Well, that's good because we ran out of cups.
Those were bigger cups too. I don't know if people are
some of them.
No, those came from the bar, the big ones.
From the bar.
You like our song?
Wait, what? No, those were the weird ones that someone else brought.
Yeah.
Thank you to whoever did that.
So one of these beers is familiar. We have 2 beers on the table right now, on the podcast table. One of them is familiar, I think, to most of us, and one of them is not. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So anyone want to talk about the familiar one?
What? Backwoods Bastard?
Yeah.
Backwoods
Bastard.
I feel like that's been everywhere we go.
It's delicious.
It's there.
It's there for like the next. Yeah. It's there for probably the next 2 weeks or until
it's
gone.
You get about a month on it and then it's gone.
It's actually been way more prolific this year than it has.
Can I try some ones? Because I've only had it like a.
This is like one of my favorite beers ever. This is a Desert Island beer for me.
This is one. And. Yeah, anytime you see it in the store, I automatically get it. I don't even look at the price. I just buy it.
It's just too bourbon barrel-y for me.
Sure, I may have had it, but like
it does taste like Cracker Jack, though.
It, what now?
Tastes like Cracker Jack.
Like the box with the toy in it.
Yes. What else do you think? Do you think Cracker Jack's like a person?
No, I was confused because it doesn't taste like that. At all.
No, it does. I think it tastes like
Pirate Captain.
This tastes like Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack.
Who maybe it is?
Oh no, it's Cracker Jack.
It tastes like Cracker Jack.
Damn it, Jack. The cracker's coming out. But yeah,
usually it just shows up everywhere around this time, and then it's there for like 3 or 4
weeks.
Does it
come back every year?
Yeah,
it's the only year the first year I've seen it, or I've noticed it.
No.
Yeah, I've heard a lot more about it this year.
And, well, like, Dale picked some up in Grand Rapids for me, and then I came back here, and it was everywhere. And then I picked up 2 more 4-packs at Woodman's, and then I noticed that they had like 10 cases out there. I was like, this will be here for a while, and I'm fine with it because I think this is between Jake and I probably the 5th or 6th 4-pack we bought this year,
and I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Oh no, the first time I had it was like not that long ago, and I was impressed. I
basically like anything that's barrel aged from Founders. However they do it, it's always epic. And actually, speaking of Founders, I think the last beer in their barrel age series this year is going to be Canadian Breakfast out again.
Ooh.
That hasn't been around for a couple years.
That's an excellent
beer. And
beer.
If you see a bottle of that, buy as many as you can.
What is it?
I believe it's KBS. It's either KBS or the regular breakfast out aged in maple syrup barrels.
Maple syrup barrels.
That's interesting.
And it's glorious.
The Olympic is doing a brunch thing, and they said they're doing it with KBS.
All right. I saw KBS up at Dell's on Tap and picked up 2 4-packs of that because
is you in never Wisconsin see it. Dells?
In the Wisconsin Dells, yeah. And the cashier seemed to be pretty surprised that it was just on the floor. They're like, that's usually not something we just put out there.
You usually
so
have
I was
to
like,
ask
yeah,
for that.
I'm going to take 2 of those before you can tell me not.
Yeah.
I have some at home as well.
Yeah,
it's good to pick up. You should do that. Can I? Yeah. I need to say something because I've been laughing to myself over here. You ever get the thing where like it's hilarious in your head and you can't not laugh at it? I feel like I just need to say it.
Yeah. The DUI lecture.
No,
it was so giggly.
No, yeah. Well, I thought of it with your comment, Haley. If in an alternate universe where DeMarcus Twain wrote Huckleberry Finn, would Huckleberry Finn's companion on the river be Cracker Jack?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's an obligatory yes. Yeah.
Thank you for humoring me.
Yeah. I had one of those moments the other day in Target. I was like laughing so hard I was crying by myself, and I had to text Dave, and I can't really say it because it's a gift that I got for my sister-in-law, and she might listen to this, so I can't say what it is.
Wow, she's one of the 7.
Really? Mm.
She is. Mm. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I was about to say, what was her name?
Yeah, so I'll tell you guys afterwards what it was, but I was like hysterically laughing to myself.
I was laughing to myself because of this joke that I told you while you're trying to go to sleep a couple nights ago. if you may indulge me.
Please. You told me a couple of jokes the other night.
You're right.
And I had a fucking migraine, and he's telling me fucking jokes while I'm trying to go to sleep.
And the best part about it was that I fucked up the punchline.
Ooh.
And then she's like, go away.
I think I remember it. I think I remember it better than you do.
Yeah, no, I remember it.
Wait, I want to hear it.
In fact,
really
I can.
It
you want to tell it? You want to tell it? Or you want me to tell it?
I want the original delivery.
You got the punchline down?
Okay. I got it. Okay. Don't you worry. Actually, that may be a lie.
It took him like 11 minutes.
A frog walks into a bank, right? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walks up to the bank teller. Her name tag's on there. And says,
why has it got to be a her?
Yep, because her name is Mrs. Wack. It's just,
oh, all right.
It's just
part
how
of the
it
joke.
Is. It's a true story. A frog walks into a bank.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or was it inspired?
Yeah. I think I see where this is going already.
Okay. Okay, you may have heard this joke, maybe. So the frog walks up to this lady, Miss Wack. Can I need to take a loan out.
Oh, there it is.
Damn it. And she says, "Okay, well, let's start. First things first. What's your name? Kermit is my name. Kermit, That's a any relation to the, you know, the guy Kermit who's a frog? No, no. Actually, in fact, my dad's Mick Jagger. Oh, so Mick Jagger. That's weird. Yeah, he back in the 70s. He fucked a frog, and I'm the product of that union. I'm Kermit Jagger. I mean, so they get to talking. All right. So she says, "All right, what you know, you need a loan." so we need some collateral. Yeah, okay. Well, let me think. I don't think I really have any collateral. I've got this like little pink elephant in my pocket.
A tchotchke?
A little tchotchke. Pink elephant tchotchke. I named it Patricia. And then she's like, Patricia? Well, that's my name. That's very weird. And
she go by Patty.
She does. Okay. You're right.
That's what I would do.
Sometimes, from time to time.
Among friends.
Yeah. And so as they're having this conversation, the bank manager walks by and he kind of overhears. He's like, "Hey, what's going on here?" She's like, "Oh, this fella, Kermit, he's trying to get a bank loan." He's like, "Oh yeah, I know Kermit. Kermit Jagger." And he's like, "So what's the deal?" She's like, "Well, he needs some collateral, and all he has is this pink elephant." And so he turns to her and he says, "That's a knick-knack, paddywhack. Give the frog a loan. His old man's a rolling stone." This concludes the joke. This concludes the joke.
Thank God. I hate you.
Oh, no.
How was it?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You didn't say when you told me the joke, his name wasn't Kermit. You didn't say his name.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot.
You said he was a frog.
I forgot some choice details.
It's okay.
Well, I don't really. The name Kermit doesn't play into that.
It doesn't.
He could be Steve.
He could be Steve. Yeah. You're correct. Yeah.
And then she could have been any relation to Steve.
Steve Frog. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was it.
Okay. So what's this other beer?
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you towed us that joke.
Oh, you win this round.
This other one is a stoutish porter, which is also a porterish stout.
Yeah, I had not heard about it. I saw the description. I was like, that's kind of weird. I would say, I think, as Rachel had mentioned, it is kind of what it describes.
Both places are out of Michigan.
Hey, did you guys try it? You want to try it?
Is it more stouty or porterish?
That's for you to decide.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What that is they tried to make a stout and it didn't quite work.
That's what I was wondering. That's kind of like when you were here for when we unveiled our what did we call
lawnmower
it?
Quad.
The lawnmower quad. Yeah.
The lawnmower quad.
It's supposed to originally be a saison, but we fucked it up.
No, but it was a happy accident.
It was a happy accident.
Like, this might be a happy accident.
It was a Bob Ross painting in a bottle.
Lawnmower quad?
Yep.
Yeah. How do you fuck up a quad and make a...
No.
No.
We fucked up a saison and turned into a quad.
Yeah.
All right, well...
A lot of fucking up.
You done messed up.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Just listen to season 2, episode 17.
Yeah. That's a lie. That's probably just, yeah.
I just said
it's probably about nothing having to do with it. Anyways... garbage.
Going back to garbage.
That's why we're here, Jim.
Can we revisit recycling real quick?
Please, yeah.
Because I remember I was on the Cherry Valley, Illinois Wikipedia one time, and I noticed they had a fun fact about Cherry Valley and recycling.
Right down for
and to recycling. Quote it, I will read it verbatim here. It says, Cherry Valley was the first community in the area to implement a comprehensive curbside recycling program for all its residents.
Wow.
What area? The area of Cherry Valley.
Yeah, just the area of Cherry Valley.
And New Milford.
Like Buchanan Street.
Is that... Do you live where Mike Hahn used to live?
Fuck no.
Did Mike Hahn live in Cherry Valley? He lived in
Caledonia.
What am I thinking of?
Caledonia. No, he's talking about when he lived at...
Mike Eric Helen used and Rachel. To live in my basement.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't. Yeah. That was like off of Linden.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Was that Cherry Valley?
It was
in Somerset.
Oh,
okay.
It was so this weird spot where like we went to the Cherry Valley Library, but we paid Rockford taxes.
But on your address, did it say Rockford or Cherry Valley?
It was a Rockford.
It's a Rockford address, but it was like Cherry Valley Fire Protection.
I may have been driving behind you a couple weeks ago into Cherry Valley.
Really?
You're always stalker.
Yeah. Well,
are you stalking me?
Yeah. I was.
That'd be excellent.
I was actually going to Collier RV, and I didn't realize that you had to turn on that side road.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh shit! Now I'm just gonna turn around in Cherry Valley instead. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure that's Eric Miller in front of me.
What the fuck are you doing at Collier RV?
Are you getting an RV?
That's what I was getting pallets.
Oh.
It was when I was looking for pallets.
No RVs then. Okay.
No RVs. I have a girlfriend that works there.
I was like, that's pretty special. Like, she has. You go there for an RV, nothing else.
Right. Yeah. Unless you or pallets. Yeah. But yeah.
What do you need pallets for?
Well,
we're trying something in the basement.
Yeah, but it's a really small spot. I don't think I can use them.
They're also like covered in rat pee.
I told
her
that already.
They're disgusting. Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
People
They'll
make
just
beds
be covered
out of
in
them.
Like,
I very publicly
yeah.
told her that.
No, the litter boxes will be going on top of them.
Oh, so they'll be covered in cat pee.
Yeah,
so an amalgam.
I just want it so if our basement floods again, our litter boxes won't be floating this time. Mm, at least this way I can move them easily. I don't know why I care
it's
that
like
much.
It's like a shitty cat ship.
Yeah, no, it was. It's yeah,
Captain Cracker Jack.
Call back.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anyways.
So, cat pee, rat pee. What do you think is worse, cat pee or rat pee?
Rat pee.
Rat pee's worse.
Yeah. No,
cat pee carries weird shit, though.
And rat pee doesn't?
The
bubonic plague, Rachel.
I don't know if that was the
plague. Well, that wasn't the pee.
That was the fleas on the rats. Oh.
Well, but there's rats involved.
So it's a blood thing.
And the blood.
There's a thing. Oh, I'm going to butcher this. There's a Radiolab episode that explains it really well. But there's this weird thing that exists in cat excrement where, like, pregnant ladies clean up litter
boxes.
I
know that one.
It's a parasite.
That's
it's
Toxoplasma
not in
gondii.
All... Yeah.
Mm.
I'm very familiar with that.
We have a resident shit expert.
So, would you like to know about shit?
It's only in the feces.
It's human not in garbage.
The
yeah. and
so,
okay. animal garbage.
Shit is next month's episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, I can tell you two things. So I know about the clinical side of it, which is it is a parasite. It is.
I said that.
Okay. Yes. And so it's not a bacteria. I mean, it's like an actual.
Right. So it's not
critter.
It's not like shown in all.
It is a.
Cat.
It is a eukaryote.
But they can carry it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but I was talking with my cousin, who is also a veterinarian, and he said. And his wife as well.
Is a veterinarian.
Is a very
They're
veterinarian.
Both veterinarians.
Yes.
Yep. Oh.
They're vets.
Yes.
It's very handy.
Yeah. They said that if a cat has toxoplasma, they will be usually symptomatic. So she, when she was pregnant, said that there are a few times where she did change a litter. Wasn't a big deal. Because she knew her cats were fine. Mm. That kind of deal.
Yeah, you can like get your cat's tested or the feces tested for and then know that you're okay. But it's a really good excuse for pregnant women not to clean litter boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's usually it, though.
Sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, otherwise, cat pee just stinks really
bad. Cat pee smells the worst.
It's the worst.
For real.
Of all the animal pee.
But at the same time, though, if I will choose cat pee over rat pee.
I'm with you.
Just because rats are like,
There's way less of it, though. They're smaller.
Of unknown scuzziness.
Yeah. Right, yeah. At least the cat,
that's
you know,
true.
You kind of...
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
not
probably like my own
cat. You know?
Yeah.
Plus, everyone's comparing a street rat to your household cat in their head right now. We're not talking about them street cats.
Feral cats are scary.
I wouldn't want
to...
That's right.
But I'm just saying, in a likely scenario where you'd have rat pee in your house, you probably don't have a pet rat.
You might.
You might,
and
but
there
you
might
probably
be, you know, a... cat walking up to you with a butterfly
like,
knife.
Is anyone talking about cat pee? Hi guys.
Meow.
Yeah. But Buffy likes to be around when we talk about cat pee.
Yeah.
Are
She's
you...
like, I can show you guys right now.
Do cats lift their legs? Or do
they squat?
Don't do that. They all squat.
All of them.
I've,
yeah,
I've,
do boy cats sometimes?
I don't know. I don't think boy cats do either.
They don't pee.
No, I think they like squat down.
I don't know. Every guy dog we've had has always squatted too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I used to do that.
You cut their nuts off and they
I
forget.
Know. Yeah, they forget.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I never had a boy cat until I was like 17. And then that's when I started kind of not living at home anymore. So I never really watched that cat in the litter box. So otherwise, I've always had girl cats.
Who watches their cat in the litter box?
Right. No, well, actually, there have like been times
Fluffy's
where
he's going down there and take a shit.
I've had to get pee samples from Buffy. That's right. And
how do you do that?
So you put the litter box in the middle of like a room, and you just sit and you wait. Usually, if it's a clean litter box, the cat's going to use it regardless of them having to go or not. They're just like, oh, it's clean. And when they go to squat down, you lift up their tail, put a cup underneath.
Oh.
Yeah. That's kind of
they let you do that?
Buffy does. Zoe won't let me do it. But it saves me like $100 if I get it myself instead of them having to pull it at the vet's office.
They can't just get like a clump of wet litter and figure it out.
No, it has to be like in a cup. So if you take her to the vet, they have to do a pull, which is like, I can't imagine that's comfortable for the cat either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they don't like
it's
wait.
It's a cat. Fuck cats.
Stop it.
There's a punch involved right there.
Yeah, I punched him. Out.
You should add in there like a cool sound effect.
So when you clean the cat's litter box, does it go in your regular trash?
We
there's a separate trash for that.
Yeah, well, we have a little bin that we use, and it says they're pooping there on it, and we scoop the litter into there, and then
separate bag, but
it goes into the garbage can.
Yeah. Same,
goes to the same landfill
with all your other trash.
Yeah. Yes,
we used to put them in.
We don't recycle our cat poop
or compost it.
No, God.
Who?
I don't think you're supposed to compost it always.
I won't name any names here, but I do believe we know a couple, a brother and an ex-girlfriend of a friend.
They used to poop in a bucket.
Yeah,
they poop in a bucket. And use it as compost. We'll talk about it after
like
this.
Like a composting toilet?
You all know him.
Yeah. Nice.
Ooh. Possibly, right?
Well, yeah, at least three of you. Okay. I don't know about Jake.
No.
Right. Honestly, I didn't know Jake existed till last year.
Oh, bucket.
I know.
And what did you do without him?
I knew, like, Dale, because I met Dale when we were in high school. He had a broken leg.
Wait, what?
I remember that.
What? That's news to me.
Everyone's learning
stuff.
It was like a knee thing.
When we were in high
school. No, when we were in high school.
But yeah, he did that in college.
Okay, yeah.
It wasn't broken per se.
Wait, Haley, are you the same age as Eric?
I thought we had like a cast on his leg.
She is.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, you were at Auburn at the same time?
We graduated the same year, yes. And at West Middle School. And Dale was the only brother I knew of. And then when I met Jake, I was like, who's this guy?
He was too focused on becoming a favorite.
Yeah. And he was younger.
Getting that doctorate and shit.
By a few years,
There was a guy in the brew club that asked me if Miller and Jake were together.
Oh, no!
Yeah. He wasn't that explicit. He just said, what's the deal with those two? It's like, they're brothers. He's like,
They did kind of look similar.
Who asked you that?
It was, I think it was like...
Names.
If you don't know for sure,
don't
I wouldn't name
to
a
this.
Name.
Yeah, I think I know who it was.
Say it.
No, I'm going to tell you. It's another thing we'll do offline.
After, okay.
Because what if they're just,
After we take out the garbage.
Yeah.
I just like the idea.
I heard they also poop in the bucket.
Same person.
But I'm pretty sure it was Dave. Just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that narrows
wait,
it
which
down.
One? Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Was it Mike?
Say,
not it's kind of like
not
Mike.
Not this Dave.
How about
a different Dave.
Another Dave, yeah.
Yeah, but no, they were like, so what's the deal? Are they fegulas? You know?
You should have just said yes. Just been like, it's the 21st century.
Yeah,
they live together. Same last name. Draw your own conclusion.
They can get married now.
Yeah. And they poop in a bucket together.
Yeah, so. Right.
And you got a problem with it?
Huh? Yeah. are there any parting thoughts on garbage? Or?
Well, we breezed through that.
Did we ignore it?
I have something. Jake, go ahead.
The topic that I remember that brought up a kind of debate in the bar was about how many like leaf bags you can
This is what I have.
This is some bullshit.
So I'll just start with that and then I'll let
Let's go around the room. How many leaf bags do you put out on average on an October weekend?
That we can or that we're allowed to?
Well, I would have, if I may start. So our leaves all come down as late as possible. Like,
you got pin oaks?
Right? Yeah, we're more like the third weekend in November.
Wait, what kind of trees do you have out front?
We have a maple at least.
I think we...
Those bastards will hang on to those leaves maples. As long as possible.
So wait, they're not garbage trees?
Pin oaks will wait until there's snow on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I think, we do not have oaks. I can tell by the leaves that at least two of them are maples. The other two, I can't remember. But this year ended up with maybe, I'm going to guess, a little under 40 bags.
Yep.
35-ish.
Total.
Right. And, probably over like 2 weekends.
But though. I would say like 30 of them. Sorry, my light's fucked up.
I just got scared.
It's fucked up.
Like 30 of them went out the same weekend.
Yeah. And we are allowed 5 bags.
What? Yeah. Five?
Five.
That's
if
nonsense.
We put out 6, they will leave one.
Yeah. And we did.
And we did, and they left one.
That's nonsense.
Yeah. Focus. Otherwise,
five bags. If you have one tree, you got 5
go
bags.
Down. Yeah, I was about to say 5 bags. For real.
We,
you might
otherwise,
have
we have to go
tree.
To right. Rockford Disposal and buy stickers for $1 a piece.
What?
And put stickers on the bags to show that we paid. But luckily, Dave's aunt, who is city, lives about 2 blocks away, and we just pile up our cars and put all the bags in there and put them on her street.
Yeah. Hmm. Are those stickers biodegradable?
I don't know. I should ask them that.
They just compost all that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a...
I would hope so.
Yeah. Land for exclusively stickers.
Austin Cherry Valley, we get unlimited yard waste.
Yeah. When we were in Love's Park, it was...
25 at a time.
Yeah, when we were in Love's Park, it was nice because all you had to do was rake them to the curb and the sucker came by.
Right, and this is why I think that lawn pickup should not be a utility. I would pay a private service to come suck up the leaves.
I would too. Absolutely.
I'd
would pay
have to
a private
them
service.
Uphill, so I'd pay a little more if they would come like down the hill and suck them up at the bottom of the driveway.
Yeah.
The problem
no,
with
but
that is.
I think that's
like,
a great idea. I would also pay a private.
Yeah.
I mean,
service.
Let's
start
I'm not
a business.
Against that.
Yeah.
You already if, can.
Why
though.
Is that not
if
something
you,
can,
you,
can't you?
You if
could
you
just
have to
Mexicans.
Pile them up on the edge of the street, though, there's a chance they just.
The
blow
people across the street from us.
No, but you can pay a squad of Mexicans to come suck it up.
Certainly.
But they want like $400.
That's true.
It's crazy.
But
they
available.
Have those cool tractors.
Oh, yeah.
Someone, it's a tractor with a trailer behind it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it just, it's like a big vacuum. It just sucks them up into this
oh.
big
yeah,
thing.
Oh, is that
what
that is? I've seen
those.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people They're across big. The street from us the other day, like they didn't touch their yard, but then they just hired like some landscaping company and they had these two huge trailers just covered in leaves. And I was like, I really hope that they put a tarp over those. Otherwise, when they drive away, they're just all coming back.
I don't
but they were like 10-foot piles on the back of these.
Which kind of happened the last 2 days, though, with all the wind.
We have more leaves now.
Yeah. My yard was spotless like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Now it's just covered in oak trees, and I don't have an oak.
We have a renters on one side and a foreclosure on the other. So, like, if our yard is clean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It won't be for
We're at the bottom of a hill, so it's just, it all ends up where we are.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, it sucks.
So everyone else is like 30 more?
Yeah, I would say the past 3 times, like through October and November, I didn't do it every week just because it gets kind of insurmountable sometimes. But probably every other week, I put out between 25 and 30 bags.
Wow.
I'd say we're about 20 a weekend.
Wow. Yeah, we did like 25 a couple times, and then I just mowed the rest under until they all got blown over.
Yeah.
Some of the garden.
Because what do the parents do? Don't they
Plus,
just...
Plus, they'll take like a
they
moldy waterlogged
so they just
bale.
Haul them out back and toss them in the
park.
I had one of those, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why, but this one over here, she
Our
comes
decorative
home...
fall display.
With a... It's a bale of straw.
My scarecrow and pumpkins in my
right.
bale.
But when you go to throw it out, it's like 4 times as heavy and...
It's like
million,
a sofa cushion
a
soaked
times.
In water.
You should see my trunk.
Moldy.
It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's not moldy. It just has hay everywhere.
There's some. Well, the bale gets nasty. And then you put those rotting pumpkins on top.
Well, the turkeys get to them, and they poke holes in them, and they rot faster. More.
Turkeys are
bastards. Turkeys haven't bugged my pumpkins. I think they're still, like, fine.
They looked fine. I noticed that. They like to get ours.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We technically can burn leaves.
Do it.
Really? But
we can too.
We also don't. We don't have a yard though. Like we don't have a backyard. So and you have to be so many feet away from a street. And since we're on a corner, we're by two streets. So we legally can and illegally
can't. Yeah.
Like just because we don't have a backyard. They built an addition onto our backyard.
But I bet you could still have. A lot of times they'll still allow fires with food.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just like bring some marshmallows and beer out there, you could probably burn in your front yard.
Hey,
no one wants a marshmallow roasted over a leaf fire. Well, no. Are you kidding me? That's nasty.
I will not be using homemade marshmallows for that.
Yeah. It's just like a bag of chips will do. Yeah.
So what, Rachel? Did you have a final thought too? That it sounded like
it was. The one I said. Okay. We privatize lawn pickup.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I would absolutely pay for that.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yep.
Next week.
Someone
topic,
get on it.
Libertarianism.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Sorry, Minnie.
Yeah.
Free markets.
So is there a reason why you have a limit at 5? Is there?
I don't know.
It's probably negotiated in their contract.
Yeah. It's just like county so because
every
it's stupid.
City or municipality negotiates.
And it might be because we can burn leaves, and a lot of people do burn leaves.
But it's also like you guys can't call the fire. You can't call 911 if your house is on fire. Did
what?
You know that? You need to call a special number because you're county.
Are you kidding me?
No, my aunt has it really big. She lives a couple doors down. She has it really big on her fridge of like the emergency numbers because 911 will not come here for like police and fire because you don't pay for it in your taxes.
That's some crazy shit.
Usually most places will dispatch something, but you'll end up like getting a bill later.
I'll get the number for you.
Thanks. Yeah, appreciate that.
But 911 works everywhere.
Not in the county.
That's crazy.
I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, why?
It's not
why
like Rock. You can't call. If you call 911 here,
I'll just call Dave's aunt who lives in the city to call 911 for us and be like, my nephew's getting murdered.
I don't know.
In the county.
Sure, I'm pretty sure you call 911 and somebody will come stop you getting murdered.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're not like.
But they're going
to
bill me later.
But might be paying a crazy amount for it.
But they'll come here.
I'll get you the numbers. If you just have the other numbers, you'll be fine.
Cool.
So I propose that we end this podcast episode with everyone I'll do like a countdown from 3. And then you're going to do your best impression of a siren. Whatever siren you want. All right, think about it. Just think about it.
It has to be our best impression?
Or it could be your stupidest.
Any impression.
Any impression, yeah. Any impression that you deem reasonable. All right, ready? 3.
We're doing it all at once?
All at once,
all right. Are we 3, 2, 1, go, or 3, 2, 1?
So it'll be like 3, 2, 1, there.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
So 3, 2, 1.
Wee! Give me the garbage, bring it, sit in the basement. One dust, two bikes, a couple cats, just you and me sometimes.